Now that we understand how to match bad debts with the revenues that they helped earn, we have an important question to ask ourselves. How do you actually estimate the value of the allowance for doubtful accounts? Or how do you estimate the value of bad debts that you think you're going to have for this year? Well, that's a good question, and the answer to that is we use one of two methods. We use a balance sheet method or an income statement method in order to estimate how many bad debts we're going to have in subsequent years. The balance sheet method looks at accounts receivables. Accounts receivables go on the balance sheet. So we look at our aging receivables, how old our accounts are, and we estimate how much we're going to lose for each account receivable. If we have accounts receivables that are very old, chances are that we will not be able to recoup those accounts receivables because they've not been paid yet. The income statement method looks at net sales. In specific, we look at net charge sales. Those are sales that are on account. And we look at those and we'll take a percentage of our net account sales from past years or from other benchmarks in order to come up with an estimate of how much of these sales will not be collected.